Oh, yeah. Wanda. Trust me, what happened between us last night was special. Do I still respect you, Wanda, Wanda, Wanda? I didn't respect you to begin with.
So, House Wall Street.
Well, it hasn't been the same since you left, Phil.
All right.
You need anything?
I could really use a pint.
Oh, no booze, Phil.
I'm in blood. I donated $40 worth this afternoon.
Hey, I'll tell you what. You could invest that 40 in a certain stock and quadruple it overnight. You interested?
Sure, why not?
Okay, the name of the stock is... I never should have approved that commercial.
Gee, thanks, F. F? Yeah, funny name, huh? He spells it E-F.
E-F? Panda, I gotta go. Panda, Wanda, whatever. Phil, old buddy, old pal.
Oh, sorry, Dan. That's confidential information.
I've got food.
Now, if you're saying I have something of value to you and you want to make me an offer...
Now, we can discuss this reasonably.
Say, over lunch at the bistro?
Don't be silly. They have a dress code.
We'll stop at the tailor's on the way. Don't you think this haircut screams Miami Vice?
Oh, oh, oh. You can say that again.
Uh-huh.
What's new?
Crime rates down.
Really?
Yeah.
Says that.
Uh-huh.
Just when I was getting used to the strip searches at the Antique Guild.
Now, this article contends that New Yorkers are still apathetic, though.
No.
Yeah?
I do not agree. I would say we've come a long way since the day when we would sit idly by and watch one of our fellows get preyed upon.
Oh, yeah.
I mean that.
Uh-huh.
Say it again.
Uh-huh.
And I would challenge anyone who said otherwise.
Oh, yeah.
Mac.
Yeah?
I think she's finally starting to loosen up.
Yeah!
Change for the name of the stock, you agree to give me 60% participation of all profits accrued per paragraph 3 sub S. Phil and Dan, a limited partnership. And you agree to all the terms herein, correct?
Yes.
Yes. What?
Yes, Detective Crockett.
Ready to start, sir.
Okay.
How's Christine doing?
Well, she seems a little more... secure.
Lovely Christine is modeling our new line of Apres Crime evening wear.
Just aim for the seams.
Kids, can we get started, huh?
Yes, sir. Steve Loomis, petty larceny, and shoplifting.
Your Honor, Mr. Loomis was arrested for stealing 30 waterproof grease pencils from Arnold's Army Surplus Store.
I see. No, I don't. Why?
Isn't it obvious? I got a problem.
Your Honor.
Yeah?
I suggest you rip open his gullet and tear out his intestines.
I'll change your dinner plans.
Any anyone we should know?
Yes, Your Honor, this is Arnold Simpson. He is the owner of the Army Surplus Store. He held Mr. Loomis at bay with a tent stake until the police arrived.
And I would have blown him away, except my machine gun was being serviced.
10,000 round checkup, huh?
Your Honor, this is a first offense, and Mr. Loomis has agreed to make restitution.
All right, let's make it a $50 fine and suspended sentence.
Thank you.
For what?
Getting me off?
Oh, so you can pull another scummy stunt like that? Maybe even work your way up the ladder of crime by violating defenseless, innocent, and unsuspecting people?
That's disgusting.
Miss Sullivan, refresh my memory. You are the counsel for defense, right?
And you, giving him a slap on the wrist like that. What the hell kind of disposition is that?
We'll take a five. I want to see you in my office now.
What are you going to do, spank me?
Please.
Stay. Sit. Good boy.
I've got the name of the stock here. I plan to spend my share of the profits on my mother. There's some elective surgery she hadn't been able to afford.
Yeah, well, you get together with the anesthesiologist. Maybe you can surprise her. Fantastic! The name of a stock that's just about to go through the roof. Now, all I need is money! I have no money! Sweet Dow Jones, I have no money!
Hi. Well, look at that. You very thoughtfully traced Magellan's route on my brand new, really expensive globe.
Sorry.
But then on the upside, you have managed to create a new Palestinian homeland. Miss Sullivan, you've been through an awful lot. Why don't you go home and take a nice warm bath, huh?
Oh, would that make you happy? To see me stark naked in a tub full of hot water?
Is this a trick question?
I can't do it, Your Honor. I just can't do it.
Okay, then take a shower.
I mean my job. I have no more compassion left. I cannot defend these people. I feel bloodthirsty.
Don't you think you're overstating this a little bit?
You know that shoplifter? I wanted to see him strung up.
It is perfectly natural.
By his eyelids. I hate my work, Your Honor. I mean it.
Sit down. I don't think you hate your work. I think you hate the thought of being violated. People who are violated think that they're the only ones in the world who've ever had to suffer through anything like that. And you, Miss Sullivan, you've got to walk both sides of the fence. That takes a lot of compassion and caring and sensitivity. You scumball, get away from my car! As I was saying.
You know something, Your Honor? From the first day I entered law school, I believed that it was my vested duty to fight for the inalienable rights of all people.
That's your job.
Now I want them dead.
That's someone else's job.
You know, you're right. I think I will go home and take a nice warm bath. But I'm not coming back. Ever.
Miss Sullivan, you don't throw a career away.
Watch me!
Your Honor.
I don't believe it.
Your Honor!
I mean, I can understand her feelings, but you don't just turn tail and run. Life is full of unexpected setbacks.
There's a guy holding Florence hostage with a grenade.
Good example.
Stand back or I blow this place sky high!
What's going on here?
I think it's self-explanatory, don't you?
Put those guns away or I'm gonna make explosion!
You heard the man. Put him down.
Thank you.
My name's Harry.
Thank you, Harry.
And your name is?
Seth Pearlberg.
Seth Pearlberg.
Okay,
so I panicked. What's the difference? My name is Hector Rivera. I mean, we're going to die in here anyway, huh?
Great, he's a lunatic, too.
He's the same guy that mugged Christine. Then he tried to mug Simpson.
What happened?
Florence jumped him. She ripped off his ski mask, drug him to the ground while screaming, Banzai!
Why should we believe that's a real grenade?
You better believe it. He took it out of my pocket.
What the hell are you doing with a live grenade in Manhattan?
A person's got a right to defend himself, doesn't he?
Bull. What would happen if that thing really exploded?
There would be mayhem. Twisted metal. Burnt flesh. Severed arteries.
I'll get the back team.
All right, come on, quit stalling.
We are not stalling, Hector. I don't know what to say to you.
You were supposed to ask me if I got any demands.
You got any demands?
Glad you asked. I want a DC-10 fueled and ready. I want $1 million in gold coins, and I want a guarantee of safe passage to Cuba.
Cuba?
Hector, I don't have the authority to give you any of that stuff.
Then why did you ask me?
Cuba?
I want someone with authority that I can talk to, and I want it now.
Oh, for crying out loud, call in a SWAT team. Let's get some action here.
You! Get out of here and don't come back, or I'll beat about your head with a thick stick.
No!
I hope you didn't mind.
Oh, no, I enjoy delegating responsibility.
Thanks. They said they might be able to get a hostage negotiator over here in 2 hours.
2 hours?
They said all their people are tied up right now.
Tied up with what?
Rope. They're being held hostage by a militant splinter faction of Up With People.
It was only a matter of time.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes, I understand that you have a difficult situation there as well, but we have... Who? Well, of course I want to see Tom Carvel return safely. Yes, but...
Pin's out.
Gotta go, bye. What happened?
He tried to interrupt Florence.
Oh, the fool! The mad fool!
Get me that pineapple, you bonehead!
Florence!
Get her away from me, she's nuts!
Hector, you put the pin back in the grenade.
I want action, and I want it now!
You want action? The American people have had it! We've been kicked around too long! We're getting ready to fight! Yeah!
Jump in anytime, guys.
Okay, that's it. I've had it with you guys. I'm pulling the pin! Freeze!
Miss Sullivan, get out of here.
Who are you?
I'm your lawyer.
Didn't I mug you?
Yes.
Boy, this is not my day.
Miss Sullivan, this is really very dangerous.
You mentioned something about commitment. You're about to see some now.
Head up, girl. You tell him.
What the hell are you?
I stand for freedom and the American way of life.
Go on a diet.
I'm confused.
It's okay. It's okay. Give me the grenade. Believe me, nobody wants to hurt you.
Step aside. I'll get a clean shot out.
What is the matter with you? This is not mob rule. This is not a fascist state. Haven't you ever heard of due process?
Isn't that how they make Velveeta?
Get out. Now.
You think the bullets were a little too much?
Hey. You're one gutsy broad.
Thank you. And never call me abroad. What's your name?
Hector.
Listen, Hector, do you understand the situation here? You are never going to be able to go out any of those doors.
ever. Eventually, a SWAT team will be called in. So, why don't you do it my way?
What's your way?
You give me the grenade, and I'll get you a fair trial.
What if you give me a fair trial first, then I give you the grenade?
Lady, I'm scared. I don't want to get shot.
Okay, okay. How about this? You put down the grenade, and if anybody shoots you, you can kill me.
With what?
With this.
A fork?
Would somebody get me something lethal?
Hey, wait a minute, you're serious.
Yes, I'm serious. Hector, you have got to start trusting somebody sometime. You've got to start somewhere. And to be perfectly honest with you, your time is running out. You don't really want to die, do you, Hector? Thank you.
Guards!
Are you okay?
I'm fine.
Welcome back, Christine.
Thank you, Mac.
Hey, that stuff about a fair trial still goes?
Still goes, Hector. And don't worry, I'll be there with you.
Thank you.
Christine.
Thank you, Christine.
She doesn't even let me call her Christine.
Close call.
Yeah, tell me about it. Oh, did I break this thing?
Nah, you pull that out when you want it to explode.
We can all relax now.
It's a figure of speech, Christine.
I just have one question.
Shoot.
Well, I was unconscious and helplessly sprawled on the cafeteria floor in a potentially compromising position.
Dan was being held in leather restraints.
Thank you.
So, what made you come back?
What made me come back? I guess it was that commitment you mentioned. I realized that deep down in my heart, that is why I took this job to begin with. We had to defend some pretty scummy people in this profession, but if we didn't, you know, one of my colleagues once said, we are the last bastion against fascism. I guess I really believe that. But mostly I came back for the dental plan. You know, something else you said made a difference, too.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. What was that?
Well, you told me to go home and take a nice warm bath.
That? That was nothing.
No. That was one of the most chauvinistic, sexist, demeaning comments I've heard in a long time. See ya.
Where are you going?
To take a bath. And I'm going to let Dan watch.
Well, she's kidding. I mean, she wouldn't.
Thank you! Thank you! Thank you!
You look depressed.
What the hell do you care?
Actually, I don't. I was just making small talk.
You want to hear something hysterical? I have got a tip on the hottest stock in town. I am flat broke. Except for this $5 Christine gave me to shout thank you.
How much you need, Dan?
$5,000.
I'll give it to you.
What? You carry that much in cash?
People rob banks, Dan. When will I get this back?
Tomorrow morning, no later, I promise.
If not, I'll have to rip off your arms, legs, and head. And use the rest for a planter.
Fair enough. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That was on the house. It is my lucky day.
Mine too.
Introducing BioChannel at 8. Every night, you'll see stars at 8.
I'm not the genius they say I am, and I'm not the idiot they say I am.
Close-ups at 8.
If you lose confidence in what you're doing, then it takes an awful lot to get to the end of the scene.
Life is great every night on...